I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Right now, it's the initials game. You want to guess the letters?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's going first?
Me.
Steve.
KB.
It's not KB.
Did I get any of them?
Mm-mm. Kelly.
TJ.
You got one. Maitland. Bless you.
T-E-N.
You got two. No, you got one. Sorry. I don't know how that happened. Definitely still one. One is the number that you got.
Okay. Let's say... Let's go L-M.
You got zero.
Dang.
Tommy, bring it up.
What about T-P?
Did you say T-P?
Yeah.
That's not it.
Oh.
Oh, dang it.
T-S.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
I was going to say that.
All the answers start with the letter T-S. That's the initial game. Are you ready?
Ready!
Okay. T-S. Clue number one. Featured an aspiring writer and recovering alcoholic. Clue number two, connected to psychic abilities. Clue number three, debuted in 1977 in one sense, 1980 in another. Clue number four, famously featured a backwards word.
Maitland.
Hot wings.
Maitland.
The Shining.
Correct. That's a point for Mait.
Yeah.
T.S. Clue number one, commonly precedes screaming, cheering, or clapping. Clue number two, it's first. Clue number three, commonly connected to a small white piece of plastic or wood. Clue number four, features swinging. Clue number five.
Hot wings.
Hot wings.
T-shot.
Correct. It's golf, everyone.
I was thinking of baseball.
What was the small white piece of plastic?
That's golf why team. I didn't buzz in. Yeah, figuring it out.
Okay. No, I was asking Tommy. I got golf team, Maitland. Thank you. Appreciate
it. Your help.
It was golf. Free beer. Oh, this is going to be tough. Double points on this one.
Okay, I'm not doing so great.
T.S. Clue number one, in a sense, debuted in Mansfield Park, an 1814 Jane Austen novel. Clue number two, sometimes nonverbal.
Maitland.
Maitland.
Tism Spectrum.
Yes, that debuted in an 1814 Jane Austen novel. No, that's not correct.
Okay. Not happy but about I loved that, it. Are you?
No, it popped in my head, but I knew I needed to get it out.
Understand. Because of your tism.
Because of the
exactly.
DS.
Number three. This phrase was further popularized by RuPaul's Drag Race.
Tommy.
Tommy.
That slays.
No. Oh.
Come on, Jane Austen.
Not a terrible guess, actually.
Kelly.
Kelly.
That slut?
No.
Hot wings.
Hot wings.
Too sexy.
No. Clue number four. Expresses contempt.
Tommy.
Tommy.
That slut.
No. Still no. Clue number five. To publicly criticize.
Tommy.
Tommy.
Town Square?
No.
Oh.
Maitland.
Maitland.
This sucks.
No. Clue number six, last one. Still get you 2 points. This is modern slang for showing subtle disgust or dislike for someone. T.S.
T.S. Subtle disgust. Kelly?
Kelly.
Talking S?
No.
Nope. Imagine if that was in a Jane Austen novel.
I know. I was like,
it could be said on TV. Network TV.
Hot wings.
Hot wings.
Talk smack?
No. The first word is an action. The second word relates to light.
Hot wings.
Hot wings.
Taking sunshine.
No. I'm going to give you a two-word clue where each of the words is associated with the word in the words.
Okay.
Baseball lamp.
Baseball lamp.
This is only fun for me now. Throwing.
Kelly.
Kelly.
Oh, throwing shade.
Yes. Let me write down your 0 points for that one.
Maybe give me half a point or something.
Okay, half point.
I tried real hard.
Man, throwing shade. Jeez.
Here we go. TS, you'll get this one fast. Clue number one, debuted in 1999.
Tommy.
Okay.
Tommy.
Yep.
Yep, Tommy.
Say your, go now.
Tommy, Sammy. That's me and my twin. We were born in 1999.
Yep, that's it.
Okay, sorry.
Nope.
That silence is so loud. Say something else.
Oh, you want some help?
No, no, not from you. Oh, this isn't a request show.
Well, that was a neat little thing to celebrate just now.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Glad we were all here for it.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I guess you'll need your birthday off this year. Clue number two, mentioned a truck.
Hot wings.
Hot wings.
Taylor Swift.
No. Clue number three was released by an artist who goes by one name. Clue number four in 2000 won the MTV Video Music Award for Best Hip Hop Video.
Hot wings.
Hot wings.
Travis Scott?
No. Clue number five, known for its suggestive imagery and lyrics. Clue number six, this hit with a rhyming title was about the singer's admiration for women wearing a specific piece
Kelly.
Of...
Kelly!
Maitland!
See.
Oh. Kelly.
Thong song.
Correct, you got
thong,
one.
Thong, 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 thong.
Kelly leads with 1.5.
This is embarrassing.
I only have one.
Oh. I haven't even buzzed in yet.
Yeah.
I was going to ask if you had changed your headphones to another source.
No, no, I'm
like
still...
Like if you're listening to the Levitard show or something.
Still here.
Okay.
Still here with you.
T.S., here we go. Clue number one, debuted in 1963. Clue number two is created by Manuel Vega and originally voiced by Mel Blanc. Clue number three has a British accent. Clue number four is partially black, blue, white, red, yellow, green, purple, and orange.
Hot wings.
Hot wings.
Toucan Sam.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Hot wings in the lead by a half point. Ready?
Ready. Yeah.
T.S. Here we go. Clue number one. Shows an intention. Clue number two involves flashing. Clue number three connected to lights. Clue number four often activated by a lever. Clue number five features a change in direction.
Hot wings.
Hot wings.
A train signal?
No.
Steve.
Steve.
Traffic signal?
No.
Maitland.
Maitland.
Turn signal.
Correct!
Oh.
The next one was often called a blinker.
Oh.
Still wouldn't have gotten it.
No.
Really? You're so close.
Hold on. That's called a turn indicator.
Here we go. T.S. Mate has two. Hot Wings has two. Kelly, 1.5. Steve and Tommy are neck and neck. Clue number one often includes celebrities. Clue number
Steve.
Two. Steve.
Talk shows.
Four for Steve.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Back, baby.
He's the Brock Purdy of this game.
Is that good? Is Brock Purdy a good guy?
It wasn't good this year.
He was the last man taken in the NFL draft and then excelled and led his team.
Oh, Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah. That's right. You seemed like you weren't even playing until a moment ago. And now, boom, first place.
I just ran out of the locker room right onto the field. Still with my boots on.
Here we go. Clue number one, connected to heat.
Hot wings.
Hot wings.
The sun.
No. Clue number two, often considered intense. Clue number three, can spend years in a barrel.
Tommy. Thermal solution.
What do you think your odds are of that being correct?
Pretty low.
Okay.
Pretty low.
You got zero of the words correct.
Okay. That's
clue number four, named after a Mexican state.
Tommy?
Tommy.
Wait, no. No.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
I need to know it.
Nope.
We're in. Taco seasoning. I don't know.
Yep.
I don't know.
You think? Yeah, all right.
Yeah, no, just let's move on. I gotta stop buzzing in.
I don't know. Your last two guesses, taco state and
taco
thermal
seasoning.
Sauce, yeah. Or whatever you said.
Those were probably better guesses than what I said, so yours were right.
Clue number five often appears in Bloody Marys.
I'm so scared. Tommy. Tomato sauce.
No.
Wait,
but
that's
by far your best guess.
I'm done.
I doubt it. Clue number six, made from chili peppers, vinegar, and salt.
Boy, Tommy's taco seasoning guess doesn't seem so bad right now.
His last one was close, too. What was your last guess, Tommy?
Tomato sauce.
Oh, yeah, you had one word right.
Really?
Yeah.
Maitland.
Kelly.
Maitland.
Tequila sauce.
Is that a thing?
It could be.
Tommy.
No. Kelly.
What is that Bloody Mary mix that's so damn good?
Zing Zang?
Oh, yep, that's not right then.
Probably not.
Tomato seasoning.
I can't believe this one's...
Tommy.
I mean, it's easy because I know the answer. I get it. But Tommy.
Texas sauce.
Nope.
Maitland.
Texas is still in the United States.
Oh, it's... You said state?
Hot wings.
And it shares the name with a Mexican state.
Oh, right. That's why I said
Kelly?
Right.
Okay. I don't know who is next.
Maitland and then me.
Maitland.
And
then Tijuana sauce.
No.
Okay.
Hot wings.
Oh, you took mine.
Oh, did I? I'm sorry.
I don't know a lot of the Mexican states, so.
Yeah, if you could have answered this without knowing what the Mexican state was called, because it is better known as what it is.
Okay, I would guess tequila sauce.
Nope, still not that.
Oh, did somebody say that?
Yep, 1 second ago earlier.
No, she said Tijuana sauce.
I did say tequila sauce earlier.
Oh, okay.
And then that's how we landed on sauce.
I see.
I forgot about the Mexico thing, so I was going to say Thai seasoning.
This is something you would add to stuff as a seasoning.
But it's a sauce?
I mean, yeah. I don't think you wouldn't call it a seasoning, but you would do it to add flavor to something.
Hot wings.
Hot wings.
Tabasco sauce.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
When he said Texas sauce earlier, I was like, oh, yeah, like hot sauce. Huh.
I don't drink Bloody Marys, so I didn't know.
I got really hung up on Bloody Mary ingredients.
Is Tabasco sauce one of them?
If you like a
not
spicy.
Not in mine.
Yeah, oh. If you like a spicy Bloody.
Not going to lie, for the first four rounds of that game, of that particular round, I had thought that it said tobacco sauce. And in my head, I was thinking, that's not even a thing. They're not even trying anymore.
Yeah.
And then I didn't think the clues made sense. So we're all doing pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Everything's going
solid.
Great.
Solid work today, everyone.
You want one more to make things okay?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah.
Can't be worse than that.
TS, last one. Quadruple points.
Ooh.
No. Yeah, whatever. Doesn't matter.
All right, yeah.
Clue number one is a collective mindset. Clue number two can feature optimism, positivity, and encouragement. Clue number three often includes cooperation, pride, and loyalty. Clue number four, found in business settings, projects, and sports.
Jeez.
Maitland. Team slogan.
No.
Oh.
Hot wings.
Team spirit.
Yes!
Oh, dang it.
Dang it. Nice job.
Hot wings wins with six.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
This was...
Just like that. Boom.
This was a bloodletting.
Ooh.
Those were hard.
Those were tough ones. I just kept waiting for Tom Sizemore, and it never happened.
This one doesn't seem to have this particular box of clues doesn't seem to have as many people, which I think is making it harder.
It's a little more difficult, yeah.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at WeightWatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.